Mr. Secretary? Hello?
Hello?
The Secretary of Works on the line?
Yes.
Thank you.
You'd have some kind of a picture here. We haven't reached any conclusions at all. We don't know how it's going to come out. All we know is that compared to Truman's last year, the expenditure is up 36%, the gross national product's up 80%, the population's up 21%, and we'll spend a little under $98 billion this year. And it looks like, with all the stuff frozen that we got, that we have to start cutting from a base of around 103, from 98 to 103. Now, the president told him he'd keep that deficit down to under 9. We're trying to leave in it the Appalachian program and the poverty program and the national science program and extra increases in health, education, welfare. They are $5.5 billion this year, and they're going to be $62.88 billion next year. If we don't cut them, they're up $800 million. Labor is up from $4.92 billion to $7.24 billion in expenditures. And try to get whatever we do cut.
$4.92 billion to $7.24 billion.
That's what they got.
Well, that's a funny comparison.
Well, that's the budget tentative totals as of today.
Well, I'll check that. The manpower development and training goes up $100 million. The, as far as personnel is concerned, I've told them there's to be no increase at all,
that's
period.
Right. Well, what they're doing, this is projected on you're getting everything you've asked in training and education and health and all those things for all departments. You see, you have to proceed on the assumption in the message that you're going to get what you ask for,
right,
and have the appropriations for them. So that's why you have such a substantial increase. I think it's largely in your manpower retraining.
The statutory increase plus the Youth Employment Act, which
yeah.
is... Which
well, that's in there, you see.
That's right.
So, but I didn't want you fellas to get shell-shocked that read about a $100 billion budget and say, God almighty, it's going to take my youth employment or going to take my manpower training or going to take my education. It's not. We're taking it to other places.
I appreciate you calling. I've been very much concerned, as you may or may not have heard, but decided not to to talk with you about it. I talked with Kermit and Doug and Bob McNamara and Walter Heller. I think you probably know that in our best guess, this is going to mean unemployment come election time and the end of the year of over 5%.
What do you mean this?
Well, I mean that as we look ahead right now.
What do you mean? What kind of a budget?
Well, I'm assuming from what I've heard someplace between, say 100 plus or minus 1.
Now, what does it do? What does it do with your tax bill?
I'm assuming the tax bill. Is that what you mean? I'm assuming the tax bill.
Well, you're not going to get your tax bill and get the 102 or 103. We're going to have to get close to the 100 if we get a tax bill. In my judgment, then they're going to hold this thing until they get a look at their budget and then decide what to do about their tax bill. And they'd like to get behind civil rights and not get it for us at all.
I wouldn't even presume to enter on the final decision because I appreciate all the concerns that are there. I've been wondering whether I'd fulfill my obligation to you in making clear the prospects on unemployment. Not of a particular course of it, not of this action, but of not doing other things. And really, I appreciate that there are all kinds of factors that go into that decision.
Well, see, we're going up about $3 billion if we did 100 over what we had this year.
You know, this is not an argument. I'm not making an argument for a bigger budget. I just felt that I was under an obligation to get through the advice that where some people, I think, have been giving you soft answers on the unemployment. I think we're looking down the barrel on over 5% unemployment by the end of next year, and moving on up after that. I think it'll go down, Mr. President, to about 5.25, maybe down to 5, just about a year from now, and we'll then start on up again. Now, this still may very well be the best decision. I'd say it would be silly for me to sit here and pretend that I had the grasp of either the political or the broader economic considerations, and I'm not smart enough to have that. But I did want to be sure that one factor was part of a realistic thinking on it. And I think some people have been telling you that they think there's going to move down to 4% unemployment.
What did I know of?
What's
nobody,
that?
Nobody that I know
okay,
of.
Okay, well, that's good.
No, I haven't discussed that with anybody except you and in here. Here's what we've done, though. We have tried to keep our defense budget about what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And damn near everything else has increased. The foreign assistance and economics going to be a little less. But we're increasing it in our budget, but they're going to cut the hell out of it. They've already told me they're just not going to do it. And they're not going to let us spend 5 times as much as Russia is in this field.
Yeah.
Just continually. And that's, now the atomic energy, we can cut it a little bit because we've got bombs running out of our ears. But we're keeping it now because we've got our senators up for re-election. It's a hell of a poor reason.
Yeah.
But the space thing, Congress cut itself. So it's going to come down some from what we planned. The State Department is 374 last year, and it's 380 this year. The Peace Corps, 60 last year, and it's 88 this year. The U.S. Information, 155 last year, it's 178 this year. International Financial Institutions is 112 last year, and we're cutting that 77. Export-import banks, the same. Agriculture is down because of the wheat bill. The wheat referendum, it's down from $4.1 billion to $3.3 billion.
Right.
Commerce is 800 last year, 840 this year. Corps of Engineers, that's Public Works, 1,082 last year, 1,124 next year. Health Education, 5,005 last year, 6,288 next year. Interior, 1,120 last year, 1,175 with new starts this year.
Right.
Justice, 325 last year, 345 this year. Labor, 492, 724. And and incidentally, let me give you that labor thing, so when they go to fussing about it, I'm not paying attention to labor.
Oh, that's right.
Labor was 98 million under Truman, compared to the 724.
You're right, yeah.
It's up 638%, which I believe is up the highest percentage of any department except health, education, and health, education, welfare, just up 227.
You understand, I agree with this. You understand that we're going to, whatever that figure is for next year, we're going to, as far as the administration goes, we're going to add no people at all, period.
Yeah.
Just none at all. It's on the unemployment insurance and on the training.
That's right. Now, post office is 528 and 530. Interest on the public debt's up $250 million. Federal Aviation Agency, 770 to 800. That's supersonic, 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
General Service, 550 to 575. Housing and Home Finance, 635 down to 387. That's because we're selling